the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studio.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the doggy.
Gummy ball. Which part is that? Was
the real problem with that?
Bloody.
Never walk alone.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show that combines sports and the Golden Globes in what we are calling the Sports Golden Globes, a name which we are very proud of, might I add. My name is Joel, and I honestly mean this, Kasim. Unlike last week, this week I'm joined by two co-hosts. First up is a man who went on an actual plane. An actual plane. It's Mick Rad.
Hello! I made it. I survived.
You
I crossed
did.
The border.
How was it?
Across the border.
Oh. Hello.
Across the border, yeah.
Your show name?
Yeah, it was good. The plane was pretty full. We all had to wear masks, obs. There was no really good food. It was pretty crap food.
I don't know if boomers are allowed to say obs.
Who's a boomer?
Oh, what are you?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
No, that's a genuine question. I'm
the best generation, Generation X.
I don't know.
I reckon Mick does that to himself every morning in the mirror.
Generation to the extreme.
Good morning, Mick. Generation X.
Yes.
Hang on. Okay, you're saying you're Generation X. I think I'm possibly X as well.
Are you?
Are you? What are you, Y? Or are you X as well? I think we're all X.
I thought I was a millennial.
No.
But this is the thing, and this is what I've just learned recently. I think millennial covers a lot of different things. It covers X,
Y.
We
got confused about that, didn't we?
Yeah. So we're all millennials, Mick?
Yeah, I think I'm closer to that. Than X. I'm actually closer to being a millennial.
But again, I think I just said that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not do this again.
Also joining us is a woman who's going to tell us all about the red carpet, like what type of fabric it was. It's Gabby Morris.
Hey, guys. It's me on the red carpet, ready to show you all the fashion you're never going to be able to afford. Hang on.
You see that guy at the Golden Globes was wearing a hoodie?
No.
Yeah, because Olivia Wilde broke his heart. They split up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So all the people
she's dating
really
Harry Styles, so maybe he was trying to reach the youth.
Mick, thoughts?
Right. No, I was just saying, like, why did they even put him on camera if he was, like, heartbroken and in a hoodie? Just, you know.
I'm totally, like... I have no idea. I mean, they did break up, but I don't know if he's heartbroken. He's probably just really stoned and eating pizza.
That's what the Golden Globes is about.
Who says you have to dress up? Is it a thing that you have to dress up? Sorry, well, you can just wear what you want.
Yeah, especially when you're at home and it's zoomed in.
Yeah. I saw literally nothing of the Golden Globes. I don't know anything about it, but you're saying, so they did it all via Zoom.
Well, yeah. So they had Amy Poehler and Tina Fey doing... one who was in New York and one who was in LA, and so they were doing it simultaneously live crossing.
Like the show.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. And in the audience was first responders or like, what is it? First responders. Yeah. Not really.
Doctors and nurses?
Yes.
Frontline workers?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. First responder is not that. That's like when someone
first person
responds
answer a phone.
To an emergency.
When like... 2SER does a giveaway and the first person to call through gets a prize. That's a first responder.
Yes, exactly. So it was like a bit awkward, but Tina Fey and Amy Poehler did a really good job of saying their lines, like matching. They were bouncing off each other, but from different states. And they were really funny, but it was just a bit awkward because like obviously it was a tiny crowd of like spread out people on these weird little tables. And then the celebrities zooming in, but most of them were like, very dressed up, but just sitting by themselves.
Okay.
Like, it's just, it was awkward. I mean, I didn't watch really any of it. I just saw some highlights. Mick, did you watch much of it?
No, I didn't see much, just the highlights. But yeah, same. It was pretty awkward. I don't like these bloody zoomed in award nights. They're terrible.
Nah.
What happens if someone has won? Do they already have the globe? Or is it, Do they know already?
I don't think they would know.
But do they have it, like, when they say, and the winner is...
No, they don't. No, nah, I didn't see anyone with it.
They'd get it delivered to the door, like, by Uber Eats the next day.
Yeah, yeah. Did anyone order a globe?
Okay, well, there you go. Golden Globes chat.
I do know that Marvel are moving the production of their movies to Australia, to Sydney,
yes.
for 5 years.
In 5 years or 4 or 5 years?
4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
like
right.
4 or 5 years, as in like 4 or 5 years, not 4 or 5. Four, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but 4 or 5 years.
So F-O-R, 5 years? Is it 4 or 5 years? Or 4 to 5 years?
Anyway,
or
shut up.
45 years?
If you want to be an extra in a Marvel movie, now is your time. That's all I'm saying. If you want to get a job on a Marvel film, it's going to be in Sydney for 5 years.
Can
not
that...
4 or 5 years.
Can that be something we try and do on this show? Get the three of us.
I love it when we do this.
A Marvel movie?
Yeah.
The three of us.
We need to look back at all the things that we've said that we were going to do and think it's a great idea and never, ever do them.
That's a show in its own.
Yeah.
The things we've never done. Mick, you went on a plane. How was it?
Yeah, it's good. It's pretty much the same as going on a plane pre-COVID, except you couldn't hear anyone speak properly. Like,
wait, because they were wearing masks, or the microphones are just bad.
You were gonna swear.
But the flight attendants they actually have to say on the announcement, the flight attendants will take their masks off as they're showing you how to put the oxygen mask on, because they're going to add this line now on the planes that if you got planes going down and the oxygen masks drop down, take off your bloody mask first before you put the oxygen mask on.
Oh, because people are stupid.
Yeah, people are stupid.
Shit.
Yeah, because people are stupid.
That's a whole reprint of all those emergency documents.
Yeah. Now you have to be like mask off.
The marketing person would have been like, God damn it, COVID.
Those pictures are always so weird. And like, I think there's one, it might be in one of the European airlines where the baby in the picture
Like
a full human adult face. It's
yeah, creepy. I know. It's quite triggering, especially if you've got any type of like anxiety about flying, or you look at that material and you're like, I'm dying. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
So is that baby? Oh my God, we're all going down.
Yeah. Mick, have you ever been on a plane where something's happened and the things have popped down?
Oh, you get a bit of turbulence. It's good fun. It's like an amusement ride.
No.
Where you're going up and down.
No, you're a psycho.
And everyone's, it's when people start screaming that it's the best. Like people start like going, ah, and then you hear like little squeals from the people in the plane. That's when you know shit's going down.
Yeah.
That's all right. I mean, planes are pretty sturdy, right? They don't go down very often. So when something happens, it's
don't
like a bit
say
of fun.
That, Mick. Knock on wood.
Why?
Come in.
Because that's scary. Didn't you see the engine that just combusted and crashed down in...
Yeah, in America.
Yeah.
Like Donnie Darko. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so true.
Can I relate this?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. Can I relate this to boomers again, though? as we were leaving Sunshine Coast Airport, my in-laws decided they had to come into the airport to say goodbye. Like, is this the boomer thing, right? Like... Well, back in the old days when people went on planes, it was a really rare occurrence. So you'd all go. It was like a big event.
Yeah.
Go into the, have some meals and say goodbye to everyone. You know, you're going on holiday. See you later. We'd been there for like 3 days and we were going back home and they were all like, we're coming into the airport to say goodbye. It's like, no, just drop us at the front. It's fine. But no, we're coming in. And then they tried coming in and they had to go security. They didn't have their masks with them. And
by
the time they actually got in, we were already in because the plane was about to go. Like we seriously had no time. And they're like, made it all the way in. We're like, the plane's boarding. We have to go. And they're like, why did you bother coming into the airport and say goodbye when, you know, we were about
this
to leave
like
anyway.
And then they're like, I'm sweating.
Messages. We're on the tarmac, sending messages like, oh, we just saw your plane fly into the air. Like they actually stayed in the airport and watched our plane leave. I mean, what are you doing?
No, what would have been worse? We just decided to get on the plane. We're going to come on the holiday with you.
We're following you.
Oh,
it is weird, especially in a domestic situation. Like you're not flying anywhere far. You're flying to another state.
But like the thought of just going to the airport for the sake of going to the airport is so unappealing to me. Like you go to the airport when you're leaving or you're going traveling. Like that, the thought of like going in and fussing around and dealing with everyone's like anxiety, stress about getting to the boarding gate in time. No, why? God.
Yeah.
Get a life. Sorry.
Totally. I don't listen. It's okay.
Yeah. Who does?
How have you been, Gabby?
Good.
Excellent. Good. And others. Yeah, there's more.
Yes, good. Well, I'm not sure if you saw on the socials, but there was a video of me, a slow motion video of me getting a swish.
Yes.
Basketball swish.
Yep.
Anyway, after posting that, I've done some analytics. People go off for sport. That got a lot of feedback.
Okay.
So we've got to do more videos of us doing sporty things.
In slow motion?
Slow motion adds an extra...
Yep.
Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, you know, like a little bit of a pizzazz. It keeps people watching, keeps them on their toes. Will it go in? Won't it go in? It will. It's Gabby. It's a swish. Boom.
Nice. Well, I'm all for that. I'm all for us doing slow motion sports videos.
Well, you just don't really think people are into sport. And then you do that and you're like, okay, people are into it.
Yeah.
Isn't this the whole reason we do this podcast, show, is because...
Is
sport
it?
Is popular in this country. Yeah, around the world. Everyone bloody loves it.
The show or sport?
It's hard to know. We don't get any feedback, but when you post something, you know, you get the feedback. You feel it from the fans.
We really need is a segment this year where we do sporting challenges or we do something and we take videos and we post them.
Like, I love it. We've said this many times.
This is good brainstorming right now.
Yeah, we just added the list of things we're not going to do. But no, this week I'm going to try and do a slow motion video of me doing some sort of sport.
Love it.
Okay?
Love it.
Ooh.
That's what
Mick can do, a slow motion video of him drinking a beer.
Yeah. We're watching him on Zoom.
Can't see that right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, excellent. So, sport. I'm just going to say this now. We've had to move studios from our normal studio because of some issues here at 2SER. Nothing major. Everything's fine. Calm down, everyone, because everything's fine. Everyone's going to be okay. We've just had to pop into another studio just for a little bit.
Oh, Joel, you're a bit flustered.
I'm a little bit flustered. but we are in a different studio and I haven't got all my normal stings and stuff. So
Joel.
I can't do like a sport.
Sport!
Like that. In cricket... Australia won their first game of the T20 series against New Zealand after being outplayed in Christchurch and then again in Dunedin. Aaron Finch, Glenn Maxwell and Ashton Agar had all been highlighted as Australia's underperformers, yet it was those three who led Australia to the 64-run win. Glenn Maxwell top scored in a game-changing innings that saw him go from 10 runs off 11 balls to 70 off 31 in basically just him smashing the ball around the park. Finch scored his first half century in 8 T20s, and Agar was the man of the match because he took 3 wickets in 5 balls and then finished with 6 for 30.
I don't know what any of that means, but I'm here for the fun.
Okay, while we're on cricket, can I bring up my story?
Absolutely.
If it's...
Gab, I've got a question for you. If you're a bowler in cricket... What is the best thing you can do?
Rub it on your pants. Or if you've got sandpaper, rip that out.
Oh my God. No, like as far as taking wickets goes, like what would be a really good thing you could do as a bowler?
What do you mean thing? Like what do you mean?
Well,
this is vague.
Okay. A bowler. Yeah. One of the best things you can do as a bowler is get 3 wickets and 3 balls, right? A hat trick.
Three That's wickets and three balls. So a wicket's when you hit the ball against the wickets.
Or get caught or run out.
Like, and what's a ball? what does it mean when you get a ball? You said 3 wickets
and 3
balls. We've
really got to teach you about cricket. Anyway, the other question is, as a batter, what is the best thing you can do as a batter? The highest score you can get in one hit is a 6, okay? That'll help.
Yeah, so you just got to hit for 6.
And if you have an over of 6 balls,
what is an over?
What would be the best thing a batter could do in 6 overs, in 6 balls, in 1 over?
Get all the 6s on the 6.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a guess.
I mean, you didn't say it well.
Get 6 for 6.
Yeah, basically.
6, 6, 6, 6. Yep, 66s. Give me your 66s.
And maths, so, or 6 times 6.
No, don't do this to me. I'm already sweating. I refuse. I'm literally I knew you were going to do maths. I can't handle it. It's Friday. Oh, my God. Now okay. I'm getting really stressed.
The reason I ask these questions
I'm going to have my calculator
is because in one game, one T20 game this week, both of those things happened.
36.
Very rare things to happen in cricket.
Very rare. Okay, how
rare? Did you just look it up on your
phone? No, I didn't look it up.
Oh, my God.
I wrote it down. Quick maths. So, hang on.
The times tables on the back of your toilet door?
Listen, this is not, don't shame anyone, right? So, I want to understand, how rare is it? Is it as rare as a plane going down, or is it as rare as Joel getting a girlfriend?
Okay, so in T20, in 2020 cricket, there's only 15 bowlers that have got a hat trick. So, you know, that's hat tricks are pretty rare in
T20. What about the English one?
In one day, in T20, it's a bit more often. Test cricket's the long one, the 5-day one. But hitting six sixes in a one over is very rare. And this, I don't think it's ever happened in Test cricket, I'm pretty sure.
Joel?
And I think there's only been three people that have ever done it in all forms of the game. So this guy, the irony is, and the funny thing is, the same guy that got the hat trick is the guy that got six balls hit for six in one over. So it all like turned around. He got these three wickets, thought he was a legend, and then all of a sudden gets tonked for six sixes in one over. Look, I think this is one of the most amazing cricket things that's ever happened ever.
Cricket things. He keeps saying cricket things.
I get what you're saying, Mick. This is very rare for both of those things to happen, let alone happen in one game. Is that what you're trying to say?
Let alone to the same bowler.
Or to the same bowler, yeah. Do you know who the batter was?
Oh, yeah. He's a West Indian guy, Kieran Pollard.
Oh, it's Kieran Pollard.
It was Sri Lanka versus West Indies.
Okay.
How come this is like not all over the news if it's so special?
Well,
it is, Gabby. You're just not looking at the news. Did you research the show at all?
That is a stupid
the frustration.
Question.
It's like the first thing that came up when I searched.
I don't search cricket. What did you search?
Oh, sports news.
I'm not getting it. I'm just not. It knows my algorithms. It's not. It's not finding me.
All right.
Boy. Anyway.
Anyway.
I thought that was a good story, but you know.
No, I like that.
I'm sure the listeners enjoyed it.
No, it's good.
Well, in more cricket news, England are versing India in a few test matches. That's the 5-day one. Normally goes for 5 days. India wrapped up an extraordinary 10-wicket victory against England inside 2 days as both sides' spinners caused mayhem. See, Mick, a treacherous wicket in the day-night third test. 17 wickets fell. He's not listening. Yeah. Hi. 17 wickets fell in Thursday's first two sessions, with 30 falling in 2 days.
What do you mean when they fall?
So 30 people got out in 2 days.
Okay. Yeah.
Normally the game goes for 5 days.
Right.
And you weren't.
Quick game.
Very quick game. Basically, that's what I'm saying. It hasn't happened.
In Test cricket, a quick game is not a good game. You know that theory where quick game's a good game? No, not in cricket.
Nah.
But this hasn't happened since 1935 that a game has been this short. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. I'm glad everyone else did.
I blame T20. I blame 2020 cricket.
Really?
Myself.
It was all the spinners though. It wasn't. It was just the pitch. It wasn't the batters. Trying to.
I just like blaming 2020 for everything.
Oh, that's fair.
If I trip over like a little thing on the footpath, I blame 2020.
Bloody
cricket.
T20. Well, the NRL season starts next week, so I guess next week we'll be doing.
Holy
some
shit!
Sort of,
is this our preview episode?
No, that'll be next week. That's God, that's loud.
That is so loud. I'm just trying to look for more cricket news, but I can't.
No,
find
I think
it.
I think we've covered it. I think next week we might do a little bit of a what do you call it? A preview. We'll do a preview of the 2021 season.
Wow, it's already happening.
Yeah.
God, here we go.
Well, it's not cricket anymore.
True.
Is there any sport you do like, Gabby?
There is, and it's tennis. Australia's Alexei Popyrin has won his first ATP Tour final by beating Alexander Bublik.
Oh.
Bublik?
Mm-hmm.
Bublik.
Yeah.
I'll run with that. In the Singapore Open decider, Popyrin defeated Bublik 466062 in the final. Ooh. This puts him 82nd in the world, meaning in the men's, we now have five of the top 100 seeded players. He's behind Alex Diminor, John Millman,
Nick Kyrgios,
and Jordan Thompson.
And wait, what number is Nick? 8.
Well, stick around because that might be in the quiz.
Ooh, gonna Google it.
Yeah.
Gotta Google it. Oh my god.
Joking, I won't. I promise I won't. Phone's on the table.
Yes, it is. Anyone else have tennis news? No? No?
Nah.
Okay.
Ellen Perez update. She's in Guadalajara in Mexico. She had some amazing tacos in quarantine there. Like, they gave her like a make at home taco kit. And then, like, she made it all herself. It's awesome. Look at her Instagram. I'm so obsessed with Ellen now. Sorry.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
No, not in that way. Like,
not in that way. But just like, it's just, yeah, it's funny. Ellen Perez is.
She's very, very good.
Yeah. Australian professional tennis player. She came out here for the Australian Open, was in quarantine for 2 weeks. You can listen to the episode on all your streaming choices, Spotify, Apple, etc. Yeah.
You also have to mention she was on our show.
I'm getting there because I'm saying you can watch it. Watch it.
Yeah, she was on our show a few weeks ago and we haven't lived it down because we keep talking about it.
I know. It's so now we're just talking about what she eats. It's so freaking creepy. Like, come on, Mick.
You wait. Every week is going to be an Ellen Perez update.
Now we're going to make a sting for that.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Okay,
I'll
take care. Please. Your stings are the best. In AFL, after calling over 1,000 games, AFL commentator Bruce McAvaney has announced he will be hanging up the mic 3 weeks out from the season opener. He will continue with all the horsey racing stuff, and he's part of the Olympics team, along with us. Yeah. But the 67-year-old says he's done calling the AFL. He's been doing it for so long that but when he started, it wasn't called AFL.
Australian what?
Sensational.
VFL.
Oh. Wow. He doesn't really look that old, does he?
I don't know if that's true, though. I should have fact-checked that.
Okay. Well, don't believe anything we say on this show. Classic.
Mick, thoughts on Bruce McAvaney?
You don't want to know my thoughts on Bruce McAvaney, but look, I'm not a huge fan of his commentary, never have been, but that's okay because I met him once. I was at the Australian Embassy while doing the AFL Grand Final. He came up and bought a meat pie from me and he was very nice.
Were you serving meat pies or were you just eating one? And he was like, I'll give you $5 for that pie.
I was in the Australian Embassy in Washington, D.C. Bruce McAvaney was there on AFL Grand Final day. And I was selling meat pies and sausage rolls as part of the embassy, and he bought one off me. Well, actually, I think I just gave it to him. We had a nice chat, and he was friendly. So, look, decent guy. I think he's a really passionate sports guy, but I don't know. I don't really like his commentary much.
Interesting.
So, yeah, you asked for a lot of my opinion.
It is interesting.
You got it.
Yeah, I love that. Great story.
I'm just so hopeful that someone just turned on the radio. They put on 107.3 at that time when Mick was telling a story about giving Bruce McAvaney a pie. It's the best content.
It is true. That is actually so true.
It's so great. I mean, I haven't, so I can't.
No. You know, I've only just seen him badly dancing at his daughter's wedding. That's about it.
Oh. I mean, that's kind of pretty good.
I wasn't at the wedding.
Oh. Gabby just peering through a window at someone's wedding. I think that's Bruce McAvaney dancing.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
It was a viral video. It's just a long story that's not necessary.
Sure. In soccer news over in the EPL, I don't know if you guys saw this, a ref has had an absolute shocker of a game.
Oh.
Brighton versus West Bromwich.
Oh, I think I saw this, yeah.
Mick, did you see this?
I haven't seen it, no.
Okay. So West Brom are up 1-0. And Brighton receive a penalty outside the box, okay? So everyone can be everywhere. It doesn't matter. It's not just goalie versus the kicker person. And the guy who's about to take the penalty shot says to the ref, can I kick now? And the ref just blows his whistle. So the guy kicks it, curves it, goes in the back of the net right at the bottom on the right-hand side. That's not how you describe a goal. And then But as the ball was like going in, he blew the whistle again to say stop, which is too late. And then everyone's like rushing over to him, asking him questions, getting in his face. And he gets very flustered and he walks around clearly not knowing what to do. And then he says, no goal. Do it again. Do it again. And then they're like blowing up. And then someone in his ear says, no, it's a goal. You blew the whistle. So he goes, oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, goal, no. Goal. Oh, God.
Blows it a goal. Everyone starts going back. Blows the whistle again, says, nah, no goal. We have to just check it again. And they go to the VAR, and then the VAR says, no goal. So he had to do it again.
No.
It was such a like.
But why would the VAR say no goal?
I don't know. Yeah, it was a very weird call because he clearly blew the whistle. It was fine to kick.
What?
Yeah.
Because VAR screws it up every time.
But it wasn't VAR. It was crap. This numbum not doing a very good job.
Yep, pretty much.
Numb.
I don't know. I just made that one up, but maybe his bum was numb. He was flustered.
No, but VAR is a blight on the game of soccer. But
VAR has no context in that situation.
Get called.
No, it shouldn't.
Well, I know, but they overruled it. They said it was no goal. It should have been a goal.
Yeah. While we're on the subject of video refereeing, there was a similar story in the cricket in the Marsh One Day Cup where an umpire. This has never happened before. The ball was bowled and a guy completely missed it. The wicketkeeper went up saying he caught it and the umpire gave it out and then thought about it for a second then changed his mind. Like he was his own video ref. Anyway, again, thought that was interesting. Surfing. I mean, it wasn't a joke, but I'm glad you guys liked it.
I honestly didn't even know what you were saying. It was like a different language.
I'm not sure I know what I was saying either. Hopefully it was a joke. Hopefully when I listen back, it came through as a joke. Because Mick seems to think so. He's lost it. All right.
Oh, God.
And just before we get to... we do have surfing news, but we also have to... No time. We'll do it next week. Surfers have come to Australia for
the
World Surf League.
Yep.
And they're all in quarantine.
Yep.
Game time. It's tennis questions. Here we go. All right. So, like I said before, what did I say before? Oh, the top five, Australian top five men. Okay. So, guess their numbers. Alex Diminor.
One.
Well, he's not number one in the world, no. We would know that.
Four.
240.
No, you guys weren't listening. Top 100. They're all top 100, okay?
Oh, he's getting cranky.
So, pick a number between zero, or no, between 2 and 100.
2 and 100.
Yes.
Who's number one?
It's like Novak Djokovic, I think, is number one, isn't he? He's not Australian, so it doesn't matter. Alex
right,
Diminor.
Okay, 76.
Wrong.
82.
Wrong. 23. John Milman.
And these get annoyed at us for this.
These are going up.
This
I'm annoyed
game
about
is
everything.
Literally ridiculous.
I'm annoyed about this show. I want to start again.
Oh, we can.
No. Oh, they're going up. Okay, so you're saying
so
Diminor is the highest ranked Australian.
Yes, okay. Thank you. 23. So John Millman, he's in the 30s.
Okay, 38.
Okay.
Wrong.
You love saying that.
What did you say, Mick?
39.
Yes.
Fuck. Oh.
No, Gabby.
Yes. I swear.
How about
Nick Kyrgios? He's like...
In the 40s.
Is he? 42.
Nope.
48.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
And Jordan Thompson.
Stupid. 52.
It's in the 50s.
If you get this, Mick, I swear to God. He's Googling it. I
swear. To God. Come on, Mick.
Oh, what, is it 50s? 55.
No, it's 50. And if you're listening, Ali, it doesn't matter. The show's finished. I want to go home. All right, well, next week we'll do a preview of the NRL for 2021.
Happy Mardi Gras, everyone.
Happy Mardi Gras.
I'm about to go get my gay on.
Yeah.
Cocktails without the cock.
Getting your tail on. All right. Don't know what that means.
Stay sporty. Queers.
Bye.
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 Face then. Even my face was shocked. Uh-oh. Can you say cock on 2SER?